Breitbart's Polak, Trump has to give his voters a positive vision of victory. By Breitbart News on August 14, 2024. President Donald Trump needs to talk about what he is going to do when he wins and enters office, and to inspire his own voters to believe he can do it. That's the advice that Breitbart News senior editor-at-large is giving to the Trump campaign in his new book, The Agenda: What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, out next week. Polak was appearing on the Ray Stevens Show on WLS AM 890 in Chicago, where the Democratic National Convention will be held next week. He described the policies he lays out in the book, policies that Trump can implement on day one of his new administration. The key is overwhelming, immediate action, Polak said, noting that the media would try to shift the narrative in January 2025 away from the White House and toward the presidential candidates for 2028, in order to paint Trump as a lame duck and to deny Trump a chance to govern. He's got to come in with an agenda that is concise, that is doable within the constitutional limits, and that can get things done for his voters, Polak said. I've got over 200 ideas in that book that are executable within the first week that Trump takes office. And he's got to present ideas like that to his voters and say, listen, we're not just running for some abstract ideal. I'm not making you promises based on what Congress is going to let me do. I'm going to do the following things as soon as I get into office. Polak continued. And I think once Trump can explain that to people, that there's a picture of what victory looks like and feels like, I think you'll see that inspiration flow back into the Republican base. It was there in July after he survived the assassination attempt. And then I think a lot of Trump supporters have watched the emergence of Kamala Harris with a sense of bewilderment. What's happening is simply that Democrats feel a sense of relief that now they can vote for a candidate who's alive, at least appears to be alive, and so they're coming in off the sidelines. But nobody on the Trump side, and no independent voters, I don't think, are actually going over to Kamala Harris. She's not doing anything to appeal to them, certainly, picking Tim Walz was not helpful. So there are voters out there for Trump to get, but he's got to give them a positive vision. While it was frustrating for conservatives to see the pro-Kamala Harris propaganda in the media, and the double standards in coverage, it really did not matter. Remember, it's not aimed at you. The propaganda is aimed at the Democratic Party base. Don't get upset about it. Think about how Trump can motivate his own voters. According to Polak, Trump needs to say, this is what I'm offering you. We're not going to sit here and complain. We're not people who like to look backwards. We imagine future possibilities. And let's talk about what that future looks like. Polak gave several examples of steps Trump can take immediately upon entering the Oval Office, including steps to end wars in Russia and Ukraine, and in the Middle East.